Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago, a radio.com station. This is a commercial-free Tuesday. Chicago's new hit music.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Is that how it goes? Good morning, happy Tuesday. Shout out to the work hard, be good,
career. There it goes.
Let's try it again.
Okay, two days in a row.
Here we go. Here we go.
Fresh.
Hold on, guys. We're still, it's the Tuesday.
Gabe and Nina.
Good morning, happy Tuesday. Shout out to the work hard, be good, career. Especially those of you that are going to work hard. So that way you can have the weekend off and watch the Bears in the playoffs.
There you go. And not worry about it. Also, shout out to everybody that plans to be good today. And you're going to think outside the box to get done whatever needs to get done. Because you got the power in those hands. Just think about it.
Gotta be good. Man, so work hard, be good crew. That's who we are each and every weekday right here on B96. And it is time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Number six
story. I'm going to go first today is... I want to shout out, I've been thinking about this. I want to shout out anybody that has a family.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shout out those of you, the moms, the dads specifically, not the family members, not the kids and the dog.
Okay, let's be clear. You're
the
shouting out
the mom and the dad.
Okay.
The moms and the dads, because I'm telling you this right now, Nina. I was once in your position without a child.
Yep, nope.
Without a dog, without a boot thing. And let me tell you something.
I'm free.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, life is good.
I'm thinking back to those days. Friggin' fantastic. Because I'm telling you right now, yesterday was a breaking point for me with my new everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just a lot, man. The baby, the dog, the relationship. Last night, yesterday, in the span of 24 hours, I didn't even hug my girl. Mm. And not because we were fighting.
Right, you
just were
busy.
Because I went from work to go get the baby to following the dog. By the time 5:30, 6 o'clock hits, I'm damn exhausted. I cooked dinner. We made pork chops, rice, and beans. Ate that. Nicole's like, kiss the baby. We're going to go upstairs and go to sleep. Because over the vacation, I was staying up late.
Yeah.
She's like, kiss the baby. We're going to sleep. I said, no. We are going to sleep. I'm tired. And I just wanted to say that you parents out there, you make that stuff look so easy. You make it look easy because, like I said, Nina, I was in your position. And I just thought to myself, we were all on an equal level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
Could be further from the truth. Those people that have nothing to do like I once had, you guys don't even know the beauty of your life right now. You don't because you've just been living it. And once it gets distracted by children and dogs and your relationships, I don't know how people have been doing it because it was frustrating the F out of me yesterday. So, again, I just want to shout you guys out and know that, listen, your struggles are, you're not the only one struggling. I am really struggling with this. And thank you for making it look easy because then it just gives me the hope that soon it'll be better.
Right, because you're still in that transition period.
Like,
I know.
I'm telling you, it's hard, bro. It's hard. It's so hard.
It's so crazy, though, because from my seat, too, though, like, I don't know that it's jealousy that I feel or if it's just admiration, but it's like you have a house full of so much love.
Yeah.
You know, there's a house full of people or something now, a little furry friend that wants to cuddle you and depend on you and all of those kind of things. So it's like, really, at this point, it might be hard, but you can't go back to the other way now.
You can't. And I'll tell you this. I thought about this yesterday. You know, I'm a numbers guy. 60%, and this is so honest right now, 60% of my life sucks. And I'm not even being funny. I literally did this yesterday, my percentages.
Because you had to think about
it.
I
said, this sucks 60% of the time. Mm-hmm. 40% of the time, it's phenomenal. The crazy part about it, and this is what every parent and dog owner says, that 40%, even though it's less, outweighs the 60%.
Right.
In those 40%, during that 40% of the time, it is so awesome. But 60% of the time, it sucks. And that sucks. That's hard. And no one really understands that and talks about that. I'm old as hell. And I didn't know this till right now. Anyway.
So it's called growing pains, and we're going through it together. So if you've been through it, you're listening to Gabe right now going, yeah, bro, but just wait.
Everyone's like, we know.
send him a message of encouragement and let him know it's going to be okay.
Oh, my God.
Number five.
Meanwhile, when it's my turn, Gabe's going to sit there and look at me going, I told you.
Hopefully I'll be on the reverse, 60-40 the other way. Oh, man.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this couple is ready to dig into dogs and babies or whatnot, but did anybody else decide to take a deep dive and understand what the heck are Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles doing together?
Oh,
I saw this couple, and this is the pop culture nerd in me that was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Got out my phone. I had to see what it was because I didn't even know she broke up with Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde were holding hands because they went to his agent's wedding. But I also didn't know the two of them are starring in a movie as a married couple.
Oh, really?
She's directing.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
It's called Don't Worry, Darling. And so that's where it all started.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the two of them being together. I mean, Harry Styles reminds me like a Usher, where you've been in the business for so long and you're just used to elders, your elders being around you, because you never see Usher dating a young person.
I always feel so weird when you say elders, but yeah, you're right.
And so I could see Harry Styles just kind of being around older people, having an older vibe. Because how old is he, like 25?
He's 26 and she's 36.
Yeah.
But that's not weird anymore. Like,
I'm 10 years older than my girl, so.
I mean, in both ways. Yeah. Even having an older woman, so.
Hey, shout out to Harry Styles, though. They make a beautiful couple.
I know. Get that, Olivia. Shoot.
Number four.
Love that. Okay, this one is actually, man, I got so many good stories over here. All right, this one is interesting, and let me see. I'll just go with, I'll go with this one.
Okay.
So usually, I love playing music in the show because I feel like we're a music show. And, you know, they always do the thing where, somebody's trying to sue somebody else because they stole their song.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a rapper named Brinks Billions.
Okay.
I know, right? Brinks Billions. And he says, hey, man, I gave this song to Nicki Minaj, or I played this song for Nicki Minaj, and she took it and put it on her album. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you're probably a trash rapper. This song's probably trash, probably doesn't even match up. But I'm telling you right now, Nicki Minaj stole the damn song. Listen to his version first.
Six, if you know your worth a Benz truck, rich sex. Don't let homie unless it's bands up, rich sex.
What's that?
OBR, get that fat transfer, rich sex.
Okay. It ain't such. We're going to stop there.
Okay.
Rich sex, that's the whole point of the damn song. You heard the beat, though.
Yes.
Like hard, heavy bass in the background. Listen to this.
If you know you're worth a Benz truck, rich sex.
Oh,
don't let homie
it's the same word, too.
It's the damn same beat, same song. So he's suing her for, this is the bad part. He got a bad lawyer, $200 million. So I'm like, bro,
I don't even
think Nicki Minaj is worth $200 million.
That's some crazy number, but he'll get something.
100%.
He'll definitely get
Did you just hear that? I feel like I played the same song. I feel like he was featured on her song. Or
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, well.
He's the writer.
So we can give him some love. Brinks, gotta change your name. Brinks Billion.
Number three.
AKA Nicki Minaj at that point. Okay. Did you guys watch The Queen's Gambit on Netflix?
Some episodes. You know she's Argentinian.
Is she?
She's from Argentina.
Oh,
Latina.
I did not know that. But did you also know that sales of chessboards have gone up 125% since the release of the TV show? Which is hysterical because it got my money too. I bought a chessboard that still just sits on my dining room table. But where I'm going with this is there's a hotel in Lexington, Kentucky, which is where the show takes place, that has transformed one of the rooms and they're calling it the Harmon Room. These things are so cool to me because I fantasize about actually going to one of these hotel rooms that they change into these things. There's chess pieces hanging from the ceiling. It looks like that old school vibe. There's a bar cart ready to go. Let me go be Beth Harmon for a day.
There's actual bishops that wait for you.
Yeah, at the door.
There's knights in shining armor waiting for you as well.
Number two.
And a rook.
What is a rook?
I don't know. It's like the little one, I think.
No, no, no. I know what the piece is.
Oh.
But my joke was about an actual bishop, like a church bishop. And then I said a knight, like an actual, and then you said a rook. And then I'm like, but what's a rook?
I just wanted to say a rook. I know what a rook is.
All right. Number two story is, this one's interesting. Now, you might not know who Tanya Roberts is. I didn't know who she was, but she was in James Bond. She was in Charlie's Angels. And then she was in That 70s Show. And over the weekend, you just saw, she was like the main celebrity that passed away, people were saying.
Yes, I saw that.
So her boyfriend was doing a live interview about her death. Guys, listen to this.
Now you're telling me that she's alive? Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God.
What just happened, Lance? What was that?
The hospital's telling me she's alive. And they're calling me from the ICU team.
So the hospital just called you right now and told you that Tanya's still alive?
Yeah. I'm so happy.
Oh, bruh, if you don't got chills in your whole body right now, are you serious? So she passed out.
Uh-huh.
They took her to the emergency. They were like, yo, she's done. It's not going to have whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, the next day, they obviously people want to talk to him. He's devastated. And in the middle of the live interview, they call him.
Oh, my God. That's unreal. I think I'm trying to process how that would even be. But because you can't be at the hotel. I mean, not sorry, yeah. The hotel. The hospital.
No.
To double check
right.
Everything and see
COVID
what's going
and all
on.
That stuff like that.
You have to take their word.
I wonder if he was crying because he's not going to get all of her money.
Oh, no.
Number one.
Oh, that's not why.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, if you're trying to get your money, there's a lot of people that are looking for jobs right now. So here's a tip. Double check, proofread your resume. There's a girl out there who had submitted her resume to all of these different places, and she wasn't getting any bites. So finally, her and her boyfriend go and pull up the resume to kind of review it and see what's wrong and see what they can change. Her name on the resume was auto-corrected to her username, so it said Princess Banana Hammock at the top of the page. Nobody's calling Princess Banana Hammock for a job.
Unless you're in Boys Town.
There you go.
Oh, man. All right, guys, that's the top six of six each and every weekday, man. Make sure you start your day with us. Here's Ariana Grande, 3435 on B96. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us right here on B96. And it is time for TBT. This is our game called Throwback Trivia, where we give you three questions to find out how old school you are.
Exactly. 877-591-9696. Use the number if you know the answer to this question. It's about a TV show. So we all know CSI, right? It's a criminal scene investigation series that first aired in 2000. There are actually three different CSI shows, and each one takes place in a different city. There's CSI Las Vegas, CSI New York, and what is the third city?
You know, it's so weird. I actually know this. Because it's the only one I watched. So when you said the other two, I was like, oh, I've never seen those. But this one I have. Okay.
Okay. Are you like, Gabe, do you know what it is? Call 877-591-9696. And then you're going to get two more questions. And we'll find out if you're old school.
You know you're old school. You're listening to B96. B96, we are back. It is time for TBT. And we have Summer in Griffith, Indiana, ready to play. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning.
We miss you.
Yeah, we do. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay, I'm at it again. All right, Summer, we're going to kick this off with the question that you just heard. It's about a TV show. CSI is a criminal scene investigation series that first aired in 2000, and there are actually three different CSI shows, and each one takes place in a different city. There's CSI Las Vegas, CSI New York, and what city does the third CSI take place in?
CSI Miami.
That's the one. You watched that show?
Nah, I was wrong.
What did you think it was?
This is what happens with people in the car. They hear that question, they think they're
right. Right.
I'm sure I'm getting everything confused. New Orleans?
Oh, that's not that CSI show.
Is that the one with LL Cool J in it?
I don't think so.
Damn. Anyway, question number two.
Summer knew it. Okay.
I ain't old school.
Okay, here we go, Summer. We're going way back for this one. The movie Steel Magnolias came out in 1989, starring Julia Roberts and Dolly Parton. But can you finish this quote from the movie that was made popular? And it's still very common in memes today. The bigger the hair, the closer to...
I cannot.
Okay.
God?
Yeah.
Oh, that just makes sense.
The bigger the hair, the closer to God. Okay. And for the song, let's see if you get this one. Do you remember Natasha Bedingfield? In 2007, she released a song all about something warm in her pocket. I got a pocket full of... I got
happiness.
A...
Hey, you know what?
That was a great guess.
I wish I had a pocket full of happiness.
That was a great
love.
Guess. It's like actually a pocket full of sunshine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, summer.
Oh, my God. This would have been so perfect for you.
Hey, summer.
Hey, I just got off of work, guys.
No worries.
We're not judging.
At all. Let me ask you this, Summer. What was like one of your favorite things to do in the summer when you were growing up?
Probably the beach. I'm still a very big beach body.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, let's just fantasize about the beach for a second.
Listen, everybody just, I'm going to drop the music. Don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Right.
Pretend you got sand in your hand. You know how that feels like?
Yeah.
Because you put your hand in the sand, you lift it up and the sand falls.
Right. And you got a pocket full of sand.
And now you're upset. You got it in your butt crack. Anyway.
Oh, I just remember it's cold, Summer. Thank you for playing.
We appreciate you so much, guys. All right, it's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Here's Ariana again. You're probably levitating all the way to work if you're...
On your way to work?
Excited. Anyway.
Had your coffee already. That's what's going on in here.
It is 2021, guys.
Have you messed that up yet?
What?
Saying 2021 or writing 2021? I wrote 2001 yesterday. I was like, what are you doing?
2001?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
20 years ago?
I hadn't picked up a pen in 2 weeks.
20 years ago was 2000. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. But we do want to talk about, and we do want to actually do, is we know how difficult it can be to start a new year, to have certain resolutions, and then just kind of fall off because no one's keeping you accountable.
Right.
And I think that's the number one thing is accountability. I think that's why most people fail at resolutions, because it's just you by yourself.
Exactly.
And so what we wanted to do was something a little different here. We wanted to be the accountability keepers.
Yeah. Accountability check. You need us? We're here for you.
Yeah, guys.
So think about it. If there's something that you want to set a goal for yourself this year, or if you do have a resolution and you know it's going to be a little bit harder, we'll keep checking in.
So we need our accountability crew.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I just came up.
That's cute.
I tried to do the accountability check. It didn't sound good. Then accountability crew, I was like, okay. So here's what we need you to do. You in the car right now that has a New Year's resolution, or not even a resolution, just something you really want to have accomplished, a goal in 2020.
Just a goal.
And what we're going to do is we are going to bring you back on the radio every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to check in on you. We're going to keep you accountable for those goals. If it's losing weight, if it's starting a company, if it's building a website, whatever that might be. OnlyFans. We want to be like, how many videos did you do this week?
Yeah, you got to be on that stuff if you want to make money.
All right. So the phone lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. I think ideally we would like three people.
Yeah.
We'll take one. But three people would be the good number, so we can, like I said, call you up every 2 weeks, keep you accountable. So if that's you and you're in the car, call right now. We'll ask you what your goals are. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to accomplish? And then again, we're going to give you a nickname, and then you'll be part of the show.
And we're going to help you get there.
Okay. 877-591-9696. Call us up. Tell us what your goals and plans for 2021 are. Our accountability crew.
Mm-hmm.
We will keep you on point. And then when we come back, we'll tell you what some of our goals are.
Okay.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. That's all we're really trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Give you guys a little extra love. It's Gabe and Nina on B96. And we're looking for our accountability crew. We really want to just help encourage people throughout the year of 2021. So we're looking for a couple of people to tell us their goals, aspirations for 2021, and then have you back on the show every couple of weeks. Just check in and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
We want to see you succeed. Raheem in Northbrook, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great.
Fantastic, Raheem. All right, so first and foremost, what is it that you're looking to accomplish in 2021?
So in 2021, I'm really looking to accomplish losing 10 pounds of healthy weight, you know, practicing intuitive eating.
Yeah.
But I've also, I'm looking forward to, I started this company called Boost Now 365 LLC. And basically what we do is we provide free workouts and mindfulness activities for the people, by the people. And I just want to be held accountable so I continue doing this for, you know, the betterment of myself and everyone else.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this company, Boost Now 365, is it off the ground already, or is it something that you're trying to get off the ground?
Yeah, so we started it, I would say, about 2 months ago.
Okay.
We just started it as, you know, a hobby over COVID. And it's kind of grown into something where we just opened up a brick and mortar.
Oh my gosh.
Like kind of gym facility in Northbrook. You guys should come check it out. It would be awesome. I would love to have you guys.
Dude, you're telling me you own a you own a health thing and you're trying to lose 10 pounds?
This I'm is confused. Amazing.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it's like the closer you are to it, sometimes the further you get away.
Oh my gosh, preach.
That's so real.
Okay. I stepped on the scales today and I was like a couple pounds less than what I had been over the holidays. And then I was like, I can eat whatever I want. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Raheem, I love this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get your information. Okay. And then in 2 weeks, okay. Tuesday, check in on a commercial-free Tuesday in 2 weeks. We'll check in on you, call you up, see how your progress is going, see what kind of, what are some things we can ask them? What have you done to add to your business?
Right.
Where are you at in the opening? How long are we there? Things like that that we can just ask you, not to put pressure on you,
mm-hmm.
but just to make sure that you're on point in doing it.
And what's your weight right now, too? So
that way
we can keep track.
I love it. Say it out loud. Don't be embarrassed.
All right, my weight right now is 178.
Okay.
Ooh, you're a skinny mini. How tall are you?
Man, I got that hot dad bod going for me right now.
How tall are you, right?
I'm 31.
No, how tall?
Oh, I'm 5'8".
Okay, 5'8", 178. That doesn't sound too bad.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
He's trying to be all cut up and stuff. Okay, it's
all right,
cool.
You're part of the accountability crew, Raheem. Hang on 1 second. You are going to be one of the people that we're checking in on.
This is fun.
Is your name Susie? Sluzy? Slushy?
No, I think it's Fluffy. Fluffy. Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, Fluffy.
Hi, guys.
Fluffy.
Yeah.
Wait, do I know
Fluffy.
You?
Fluffy. You just might.
I feel like I had an Uber driver named Fluffy and she was a comedian.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm close. That means I'm super memorable. I'm a musician.
Okay.
Oh, I totally did. I used to drive Uber a few years ago, like 2 years ago.
Oh, my God, Fluffy, it was totally you. I know. I'm like, I know you. We're friends on Instagram.
That's so funny.
This is serendipity.
Oh, I love this. Okay, Fluffy, so let's get it. 2021, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? What are we going to be keeping you accountable for?
Well, I want to work on my own project. So I've come up in this kind of like music media world as a behind the scenes person who's really been supportive of a lot of other artists and their brand.
Uh-huh,
and this year I really just want to work on my own things because I've never had the platform to do so.
Sure.
And I just created a podcast with my family called Please Meet the Fluff.
Please meet the fluff. Okay, so here's the thing, Fluff, because podcasting is hard. Both Nina and I have done it, and the most important thing is consistency.
That is the only thing.
Okay. It's the only thing. Like, if you're not doing it that often, then you're just don't do a podcast, right? So the first thing is making the commitment to the podcast, knowing that you're going to be doing it. How often are you trying to do the podcast? Don't say daily, because that's hard.
No. We're shooting for twice a month. We want
that's perfect.
To do weekly, but I just want it to be real.
I love it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Fluffy. We're going to get your information, call you back in 2 weeks, and hope that you've recorded at least one podcast.
Yeah, and then you have to have social
totally
to go with
do
it.
That.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're going to get your information. You're part of the accountability crew. I love this.
Fluffy's actually so cool. I remember we were chatting it up the whole time in the Uber. Great personality,
you could
Fluffy.
Be,
I can't wait.
You could be a guest on our podcast, Nina.
Yeah, well, I would love that. Have me on, Fluff.
All right, last one. If you don't know what we're doing, we're trying to build our accountability crew. Three people that we're going to be checking in with throughout the year to make sure they are accomplishing their 2021 goals.
Jenna in Yorkville, what is the goal?
Hello, good morning. My goal is to start my own business, like a sewing business, selling products. Right now, my main goal is to make headbands for nurses with buttons.
I love that. Okay. What a good idea.
That's great. Like, are you thinking Etsy, Jenna, or how would you do that?
Yes. So I am new to Instagram. I started Instagram when I had my baby about a year ago.
Okay.
And actually, my baby became a bow model. And one of her bows inspired me. It's a bow that you can tie on. And when the mask became mandated, everyone was complaining about the ears hurting, and everyone was saying that the mask they bought was one size fits nobody. So my headbands that I make, they're adjustable. You could tie them behind your head, or like if a guy wanted to wear it, it's like a bandana.
Okay.
Or you could tie it with a bow on top.
Okay, let me ask you this, Jenna. Have you sold any to this day?
I have sold about 25 to the nurses that I work with.
Okay, perfect. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get your information. What's the name of the business?
It's called JJ Bose.
JJ Bose.
I made an Instagram, okay. But I didn't post any pictures yet. No, so maybe you guys can help hold me accountable and really it's make
it. Exactly what we're going to do. So here's what I want you to do. For two things that I want to make sure that you do. One, I want to make sure you sell one bow by the time we talk to you in 2 weeks. One more bow. You sold 25. I want you to sell 26.
And okay? At least two posts on Instagram, one a week.
One a week. Exactly. So we're going to check in 2 weeks. We need one post a week. And we need one more bow being sold, and we'll check in and make sure that that's accomplished when we get back to you, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Jenna, hang on 1 second.
Let's go, accountability crew. Man, I just want to see people succeed this year.
Of course.
You know, like, we need to just be inspired and be out here doing it.
2021 is the year to be unselfish.
Yeah.
American society, we as people, we're all like individuals, and we learned in 2020... Like we said, the most overused word, we got to do it together.
It's true, though.
I love it. So
it really is.
2 weeks from right now, we'll check in with the accountability crew, Raheem, Fluffy, and Jenna. Make sure they're on the way to hit their goals. And we hope that you are, too.
Yeah.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. We'll get you out for Wake Up Wars next. Who that is? Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. It is time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and a baby update. All right, number one. So I went to go apply for a second job. You know, I got a kid and a dog now.
Of course.
And the interviewer is like, your resume says you take things too literally. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when the hell did my resume learn to talk? Your resume says you take things too literally. When did my resume start to talk?
Anyway. Thank you for spelling it out.
All right. The baby daddy check-in is this, man. There is an old lady, a viejita on my block.
Okay.
And her name is Whitney, my daughter.
Oh.
If you follow me on Instagram right now, @Chicago_Gabe, I put in my story this video of my daughter sitting on my couch, staring out the window.
I saw that, actually.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Staring at the window. And the funny thing is, maybe like 2 weeks ago, she just would like be fascinated with the cars. But not necessarily like following the cars, just like, oh my God, there was a car. Something just passed
it's
by.
Moving.
A person passed, like sure. Something. And now when she's sitting up there, she actually like moves her head and follows the car. And I'm like, do we got a neighborhood watch? Like, I understand like old Latinas that sit on the porch and be like, ¿Qué está pasando por aquí? What's going on in this neighborhood? And I feel like my daughter, Viejita Whitney, is now doing that. It's the funniest thing, but I'll tell you something. When you're looking for 10 minutes of like not doing anything,
right?
That's the jam.
Just sit her up there so she can stare out the window.
When she's going crazy and she's going ham and I'm just like, look, Oh, outside? You want to see outside? And I open up the window, the blinds, and I'm like, here you go. Have at it, because I don't want to deal with this anymore.
It's the new TV. Put her in front of the window.
It was pretty funny. But you know what? I think that the neighborhood needs it. Anyway.
She's keeping you all safe.
Again, Chicago_Gabe on Instagram if you want to check that out. All right, second dad joke. Nina, what's the opposite of a croissant?
What?
A happy uncle.
I get it.
A cross aunt. Anyway. All right, guys. 7:05, 9:05 a.m. The baby daddy check-in.
That's funny.
And coming up in just a second, can Jennifer and Hinsdale make it two victories in a row? Well, Chris on the South Side is trying to stop that. Wake Up Wars is next.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Shout out to Hyundai for hooking us up with this commercial-free Tuesday. And more importantly, let's get this Wake Up Wars started.
Jennifer in Hinsdale, welcome back to Wake Up Wars.
Thank you.
No problem. And let's go ahead and welcome your contestants. The guy that's trying to be the breakfast blocker, Chris on the South Side. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jennifer, you know what to do. Would you like to go first today, or are you going to let Chris go?
I don't know. I'll go first. Okay. Why not? I'm the queen right now, right?
Ooh, yes, you are. Say it again. Chris, hang on, okay?
Love it.
All right, Queenie, you're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right wins. Three victories, Jennifer, will get you that breakfast.
Okay.
Here's your first female-centered question. This luxury fashion house is easily recognizable by its interlocking G logo. What is it?
Gucci.
Okay, second question. This boxing legend is known for the infamous quote, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And in 2001, Will Smith played the boxer in a movie. What is the legendary boxer's name?
Muhammad Ali.
She is queen for a reason. Okay, Chicagoland question coming for you, Jennifer. We all know Barack Obama and Michelle met here in the beautiful city of Chicago. Their love is an example for all, and their two daughters are following in their footsteps. What are their daughters' names?
Sasha and Malia.
Oh, okay, Jennifer.
Okay.
She wants that breakfast.
Hang tight, Jennifer and Hinsdale. You Chris, on the South Side, yep. If you want to win Wake Up Wars, if you want to get this breakfast, dude, she got three questions correct. You got some work to do, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm ready.
It's very doable, though. This luxury fashion house is easily recognizable by its interlocking G logo. What is it?
Gucci.
That Versus was crazy the other day. Anyway, question number two, your male-centered question. This boxing legend is known for the famous quote, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And in 2001, Will Smith played the boxer in a movie. What is the legendary boxer's name?
Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay?
Love this, Chris.
Hey, okay, Chris is coming to play today.
Question number three. We all know Barack Obama and Michelle met here in the beautiful city of Chicago. Their love is an example for all. And their two daughters are following in their footsteps. What are their daughters' names?
Oh, no.
Malia?
We got Malia. Yeah, nothing else? No.
So close. Jennifer?
Yes.
Crick got two questions correct. Two questions correct, which means you're still the queen.
Hey. Oh, my God. One more day. I love it.
One more day. The answers to the questions, number one, the interlocking G's or your trap favorite rapper is Gucci.
I didn't know, though, that the double G's is Guccio Gucci. The guy that started it, his name was Guccio Gucci, and that's why it's double G's, if you didn't already know.
That sounds like a bully back in the day.
Guccio. <The Gucci. laughs> Okay, the second one you guys both got correct. It is Muhammad Ali.
And then question number three, Chris, you could have made it to the tiebreaker tune if you knew Sasha and Malia.
Oh, Sasha.
Yeah, that's the one.
So hey, Chris, you know what, though? I appreciate you hanging out with us. I appreciate you choosing us and trying to take out Jennifer from Hinsdale.
You did a great job.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Do the same. Thanks for listening. Jennifer in Hinsdale.
Can you smell the bacon?
I can.
So what is your favorite breakfast? Like when you go to IHOP, let's say, what do you typically order?
I like egg type things, you know, like egg skillets.
Yeah, that's a move.
Yeah.
I got a skillet the other day from someplace and I immediately regretted it. I wish I just got like a simple 2-2-2, you know, two eggs, two sausage, two toast or something like that. Because sometimes you eat with your eyes.
I always eat with my eyes.
So what I'm basically trying to say is, Jennifer, don't buy anything too expensive when you're
trying to manage your expectations.
You tomorrow. All right, Jennifer.
Well, I haven't won yet, so I have one more day.
Okay. One more day.
All right, Jennifer, hang tight for us. If you want to block the breakfast and stop Jennifer, even though she sounds like a sweetheart.
So nice.
Stop her from getting the breakfast tomorrow. We get our contestants right around 6:55. So if you're up early, make sure you set your alarm for that one. All right, guys. When we come back, it's going to be something interesting. I'm telling you that. Because Nina has two friends that have moved in with each other, but the length of time that it's taken them to move in is astonishing. We'll talk about it at 7:23.
What's the quickest you've ever moved in with somebody? You're dating, you all of a sudden decide, we're going to go ahead and live together. How long were you dating first? 877-591-9696. So, my guy friend's been dating a girl for a month. They met on an app. They started hanging out a little bit. 1 month.
Yeah, when you told me this story, I thought you were going to say like 6 months.
She has a kid too. So she has a kid.
Oh my God.
She has a kid. They've been dating for 1 month and now they're moving in together.
Where? Oh, okay.
I know. So, and I'm asking questions myself, like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
This is a really big commitment. He's like, yeah, I'm in.
Gosh, that is insane. First and foremost, I mean, geez, I know what happens. Okay, wait. Phone lines are open.
They are wide open.
877-591-9696. That is the number. And we want to know, how soon did you move in with someone? It could have been a year. It could have been 6 months, 8 months. We want to hear that. But if it's been a month, like, buddy.
Okay,
because I have questions here.
Okay.
First and foremost, I think to myself, that's a lot of trust you have to put in that man if you want to have your child live in the same space as someone you've known for a month.
Yeah. I think part of it is that his whole thing is that he's dated so many people in the past and he feels so differently about this girl. And, you know, this is the one for him to really move forward with. And he really likes the kid. And I think in his mind, he's ready for the family.
Yeah.
So I think he's hitting that button and he's trying to get the instant family.
Jeez, let me tell you something. I'm going to talk about families in like at like 7:35. It's going to be tough. But the reality is this. I mean, I think when you get older, you're right, Nina. You kind of already know what it is that you want. However, I think that myself included, that sometimes you do move faster than you probably should.
Oh my God, myself included.
Yeah, I had, so Nicole and I were dating 7 months before she moved in.
And it did feel like yours was on track, that, you know, like that's still kind of faster too.
Yeah.
Compared to some people.
I felt the same way, but you know, our situation was, I guess, similar to most people that are probably going to be calling in. Her lease was up and we knew we were obviously trying to have a baby. And I was like, I'm not gonna have you sign a new lease at an apartment knowing that we're trying to have a baby so that when you're pregnant, you're like, we live in two different places. Yeah. So I was like, how about you just come move in with me? It's like, don't worry about it. And then that ended up working out for the both of us. But 1 month is astonishing.
And he's very confident. So, and I'm hoping for the best, but as his friend, I'm very nervous.
Okay. 877-591-9696. How long did it take you to move in with your partner?
Kayla in Naperville, how long was it for you?
We actually moved in together after like 2.5 months.
Okay.
Okay, so that's still really fast though. Compared to a month, we're like, oh, okay, Kayla.
Let's ask some questions to Kayla. Kaylee, how old are you?
I am 28.
Okay, so a little bit. So you've had a couple of relationships before this guy, right? I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to move in together?
Great question, Nina.
It was actually mine. So I had moved home from another state and it was just not a good living environment where I was. So it was kind of a new relationship. I'm moving out. You can do it with me or you won't.
Yeah. That's just it, Kaylee. It's like, hey, there's this bump in the road, this thing here. And it's like, either we're going to tackle this together
and
work on a relationship or not. Isn't it funny, Kaylee, how this was never a thing maybe like 10 years ago? Like now I feel like
100%.
Everything's like fast tracking on a different way.
Well, a mix between COVID and just like even living in a city, because the joke in New York was everybody would move in together because rent was so high just to save money. But downtown Chicago, it's the same idea.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Listen, let me tell you something. My mortgage payment, I have no problem telling you guys what I pay for mortgage right now. I pay $580.
You should see my face right now.
Yeah. Because you want to know why? Because Nicole pays 500 or not even. It's like $500. Because we split it.
I can't even tell you the last time I paid $500 for rent, but this isn't about that.
Kaylee, thanks for the call. All right, are you trying to save money or did you genuinely love that person?
Yeah.
Nina and her friend moved in after only a month. I got more questions about that.
Yeah, they're on their way into it.
But I'd love to hear from you.
877-591-9696. How fast did you move in with your person?
B96, Chicago's new hit music. All right, listen, Nina's friends have they moved in already?
They're in the process right now. So he lives here in Chicago. She's moving from Wisconsin.
Oh, this is a Chicago couple.
This is a Chicago couple.
I thought this was your Seattle friends.
No, this is a Chicago couple. So Chicago, she's in Wisconsin, coming with her kid to live with him here in Chicago.
Bruh, that sounds dangerous. Kendra, Yorkville. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Actually, Kendra, you know what? You're going to be my last caller because I cannot believe the amount of time Kendra took to move in with her partner.
And I got questions.
All right, let's go to Alina in Alsip.
Okay, Alina, how long was it when you guys decided, all right, let's do this, let's live together?
3 months.
Was it like an intense, okay, hold on, wait, I got a better question. It took you 3 months to move in. How long did it take you to tell him I love you?
Probably about 2 months, and now we're 6 years in and we're getting married.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, congratulations. So did you have that feeling, they say, like when you know, did you just like feel those fireworks and you knew?
Yeah, we were actually, I ran into her in a line at a pizza shop at Blaze Pizza up in Schaumburg.
Yeah.
And then the rest was history.
Did she work there or you guys were eating? You guys ordered the same topping?
Yeah. We were just one behind the other in the line. And then we sat at tables across from each other. And then she looked me dead in the eye, grabbed my crust off my plate and was like, are you going to eat this?
Elena.
Okay.
This is a Hallmark movie.
I would have been like, do you want to move in right then and there? I would have been like, I love you. Why do you want to move in right then and there?
Please make your life a movie. That is so romantic.
You know what? Do me a favor. Send Nina and I don't know. I want an invitation.
To the wedding? Yeah.
Yeah. I just, listen.
You got it.
Alina, if she took the crust off your plate at a Blaze Pizza, your party's going to be so much fun. I'm telling you, right? Like, there's no doubt about it. Well, congratulations, and thanks for sharing your story.
And you know that's pre-COVID, because now everybody's got the heebie-jeebies.
Everybody.
Don't touch my crust.
No one is trying to do that.
Kelsey in Plainfield.
Yeah.
So, you live with your partner now? Do you live with your partner now?
Yes, we're married now.
And so how long did it take before you decided to move in?
We actually dated for about 5 or 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is the complete opposite. Now, what were the circumstances that made it take that long?
Well, when we started dating, I was 16 and he was 18. So we were young and, you know, living with our parents and didn't really know, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, then that makes perfect sense to me. Yeah. You gotta wait 16. Until you can legally move in with somebody.
I don't know
else.
If that minimum wage job at Foot Locker is gonna pay the bills, but okay.
But I'm glad it worked out.
So, are you guys married? You guys got kids?
Yep, we're married, and now we have one.
Oh my gosh,
together.
I love this!
I'm so happy for these happy stories. So maybe my friend has some hope after all.
Thanks for the call. I think one of the biggest issues that he's gonna run into is the child. Right, you're taking a child across state lines.
Yeah,
you got to deal with the dad and whatever that's like.
He's not in the picture.
And, oh, he's not in the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, a month with a kid. I mean, dude, great for him. Great for the girl, too.
Absolutely.
All right, last call because this person is wild.
Kendra in Yorkville. I'm trying to be on your schedule. How quick did you move in with somebody after you were dating them?
8.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say?
3 days.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Did you guys know each other beforehand?
Yeah, how did that work?
Okay, so we met each other and knew of each other 20-some years ago. And then we just both kind of became single. And ironically, my son was in an accident and my insurance agent wasn't calling me back. So I had to switch agents. And lo and behold,
stop it.
Here he is.
Stop it. He was your agent?
He is now, but at the time he wasn't. My agent wasn't calling me back. So I had to switch agents. And when I did, he was single.
That's fate stepping in, Kendra.
On the third date, we moved in and we just got married this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's a beautiful story.
Man, it's like you just go on that one
Thanks
date.
For the call.
You spend the night and you never leave.
Nina is like...
She's destiny.
Rubbing her stones. She's trying to do everything. Okay, I wasn't going to take another call because we got to go, but I really got to hear this quickly. Camille on the West Side, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so how long did it take your boyfriend to move in?
He moved in the night we met.
So it was
what
like...
What does that mean? What does that mean?
How does that conversation come up?
He just never left?
Yeah.
No, he never left. We met at a club. We ended up talking, and we went home back to my place for breakfast, and that was about 25 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Oh, y'all have been together for 25 years?
We met July 7th, 1995.
That must have been God. The best
I love
breakfast
you too.
Ever.
Let me tell you something, Camille. You got that. Wow. he came home from the club and was like, baby girl, I am never leaving.
That's amazing.
Hey, you, dancing in the car. I see you.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Do the offbeat shoulder shrugs.
Yeah, we're dancing with you.
All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96. It is Commercial Free Tuesday, and it is time to get a couple of people that are in the car dancing to call up the station so that way Nina and I can ask you two questions, very specific questions, and then ultimately guess your gig. That's what the game is called. All right, so 877-591-9696. You're on your way to work. You know where you're going. And guess what? So do we.
We do. We have a power. 877-591-9696. Come play Guess Your Gig on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96 with the accuracy of an American military sniper.
Oh, I like it.
We are going to guess your gig. And up first, we got Fernando in Hickory Hills. Fernando, my first question to you is, do you work with computers?
No.
Hmm.
Fernando, do you give a good head massage?
Whoa.
Like massage a scalp?
Sometimes.
Dude, if I give the best head massage in the world, I give one of the best massages that you could ever think of.
I got it.
I massage my mom every day and night.
Did you say you massage your mom every day and night?
Yes.
What a good son.
So, I'm confused.
I'm going to go ahead.
You make diapers for a living.
No, I do not.
Okay, I think you wash hair at a high-end salon. You see where I'm going with this?
All right, what do you do
yes,
for a
I
living?
Do.
You do? Oh, what do you do for a living,
no,
Fernando?
I'm a music producer, DJ, DJ all across the city of Chicago.
What's your DJ name?
DJ
if I never heard, I gotta be honest. I'm gonna DJ scratch your mama's back. I'm gonna put you on blast. If I've never heard of you, then you might not be a good DJ. What's your DJ name?
No, it's okay. What I used to DJ at the mid and all that.
Bruh,
kind of-
you're not telling me your DJ name.
Seven Roses.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I've seen that on a flyer here and there. All right. You should probably change it to rub my mama's feet. That's a good one. That's better. I like
that's
that.
That's a great day.
All right. Maggie, Portage Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh.
Okay. What's up, Maggie? Do you have long hair?
No.
You have to think about that? Okay. Maggie, do you work with dogs on a daily?
No.
Maggie, you are the sewer cleaner for the city of Chicago.
No.
No. Okay. Okay.
Maggie, right. I think you are, what is it called? A PA? An assistant?
Okay. Like, production on a, assistant a production on a TV show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
No.
What do you do for a living?
I am an ER nurse.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Much more exciting than what we said.
Yes, much more.
All right, last one, the bling queen on the north side. Good morning. Welcome to Guess Your Gig.
Good morning.
Okay, I guess my first question to you is, do you work with jewelry?
I wear jewelry while I'm working.
Okay.
Okay. You didn't, I'm going to need you to answer my questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So do you go home with nail shavings on your clothes at the end of the day?
Interesting.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I know you're a nail technician, Bling Queen.
Oh, are you a nail tech?
Yeah, I feel like my name gave it away, but I thought your questions were going
to
be...
How does the Bling Queen give away... Listen, wait, wait, how does the Bling Queen give away that you do nails?
Everybody just relax. I don't know why we're surprised. We told you. We know where you're going. And we just proved it.
That's why, like, bling, you know? Like, girls like bling.
So. But I asked you about jewelry, so I didn't... No. Anyway, look, the reality is this. I said it in the beginning of this damn game. With the accuracy of a military sniper...
We got you, girl.
You will guess your gig, guys. Hang tight. It's Gabe Benito, B96. All my dog owners that are out there, I have a very important question for you. When it comes to transporting your dog or traveling with your dog, where does your dog sit? 877-591-9696. What's up? We are Gabe Benito. It is a commercial-free Tuesday. And I got a new dog, guys. A German
so
Shepherd.
Cute.
His name is Dak. Dogs don't come trained. They don't come perfect. Yeah. I'm learning that every single moment. And they require a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
More than you think, people that want dogs.
like a little kid.
Right. So I took him to Petco the other day to get his shots. And I had him in the front seat. I felt weird about leaving him in the back because I got my daughter's car seat back there. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking to myself, like, I don't know where the dog is supposed to sit.
Right.
In the car ride. Now, he was great in the front. Sat down. I was, like, rubbing his head. It was, like, really cute.
He didn't try
really
to come on your lap or anything?
Nah, because you kind of give him, like, the forearm shiver.
Oh.
Like, oh, don't
do
go
that, buddy.
Right. But then, so he kind of gets, like, maybe halfway. But he was, like, very calm. And, but when I brought him home from where I got him from, he sat in the back.
Huh.
So I'm just, as a new dog owner, I'm just not sure, like, where you are supposed to be putting your dog. So all my dog owners out there, I'd love to hear from you. 877-591-9696. When you're transporting your dog, do you put him in the front seat or the back seat? Liz and Elgin, good morning.
Good morning.
So what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Yorkshire.
Okay.
So you have a little one.
So he just sits on your lap.
Yes. Yeah, well, he's not really so little. He's not the little pickup ones. He is like 10 pounds.
Okay.
Where do you put him? In the front or the back?
I put him in the front. I have like a little box and I keep him in there. He loves to be in the front.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
The thing is, like, Dak, he's obviously a German Shepherd. He's pretty big. For a puppy, he's 15 weeks old and he's already big.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling he won't be able to sit in the front for too long.
So it's like, let him just have some fun for sitting now. In the front with you until he gets too big to do it.
All right, Liz, thanks for the call. Yeah, and hopefully he won't have an issue with it. But again, guys, I really want some help, and I really would like to know, like, what are you doing with your dog, and where are they sitting when you transport them? So again, 877-591-9696. Call us up, tell us what kind of dog you have, and then I'd love to hear where you keep them, in the front or in the back of the car. We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. I just got a new puppy, and I'm not really sure, like, how to transport the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I had him in the front seat once, and then I had him in the back seat once, and I just don't want to be doing it wrong.
Right.
So Valerie in Glenview, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Okay, so what kind of dog do you have?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What kind? Siberian Husky.
Oh, okay. Beautiful dog.
Beautiful dog. So it's interesting. My first dog that I had when I was growing up was a Siberian Husky.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a German Shepherd. And I want to tell everyone out there that had kids growing up and is contemplating getting a dog, you didn't raise your dog.
Nope.
You told all your friends that. You said, oh my God, I used to raise, I walked my dog. I cleaned the poop. No, but that's all you did. But you did not take care of the dog. And that's something that I'm learning right now. So mm-hmm. Valerie, when it comes to your Husky, do you let them sit in the front or the back?
Okay, super important to set boundaries early, because when she was little, of course, it was so fun and super cute to put her in the front seat on her lap. But obviously, she grew and yeah. can't see through the windshield if she's sitting on your lap.
So true.
Get him in the back or get a seatbelt for the front seat. Either way works fine.
Okay.
You know, you never want to have that danger of stopping too fast and, you know, having that danger of the dog getting hurt.
And that was my number one concern, Valerie, was he was sitting in the front. He seemed comfortable. It seemed like he had good balance. But then I thought to myself, this just doesn't seem safe.
I just feel like when he gets bigger, he has to go in the back.
Yeah, but I think Valerie's saying it best. Thanks for the call, Valerie, where you just got to set good boundaries early, put a little butt in the back, and that way we ain't got to worry about it. Rochelle, what kind of dog do you have?
So I have three. I have German Shepherd Husky mix, two of those, and I have a Pekingese, a small little dog.
So how do you get them all? Rochelle, do you have a minivan? What are you doing with all these dogs?
Straight up.
No, I have a Jeep Cherokee. So my German Shepherd and my Huskies, they sit in the back seat. I have a barrier so they can't jump in the front because they're too big for me.
That's smart.
And then my Pekingese has a little car seat in the front as long as I'm the only one in the car.
It's so funny. But this is good to know, and this is why I wanted to do this, Nina.
Yeah.
I had no idea that I would need eventually a divider from the back of my car to the front of my car. That's great. Thanks for the call, Rashad. I appreciate it.
Because Dak's going to get big.
That's going to be huge. If you look at his paws, you can check out my Instagram and see him there. His paws are huge. So again, I'm just curious. Adriana, good morning. So what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Pomsky. He's a little white Pomsky, 15 pounds.
What do you do with him, Adriana, when you're driving?
Me and my fiance, we trained him. Like, when we had him as a puppy, when we get outside, we tell him, get in the car, and we just open the door of the back seat for him, and he jumps in.
Oh, just chills in the back seat.
Adriana, did you give him treats, like, when you told him to get in the car? Like, would you coax him with that?
Yeah, you could, but I just rewarded him with, like, good boy, and okay. He prefers the back. I'll call him to the front, but he, you know, the armrest that comes down in the back, he sits on it like a cat. Like, he loves it.
I love it. Thanks for the call, yeah. Adriana.
Gabriel in Schaumburg. Okay, you also have a German Shepherd.
Oh, this is great.
This is a Gabriel with a German Shepherd to another Gabriel with
a
German Shepherd.
Are you married to a girl named Nicole and he's your baby? Anyway, all right, so what's your rules when it comes to your dog and transporting him?
I put him in the back because he's, like, always trying to be all over the place, so it's just easier to put him in the back.
Nina, he's even frumpy like me.
We need some energy, Gabriel.
My boss is going to call you, bro.
Gabriel,
my boss is going to call you, and you're going to get in trouble. All right, so in the back, how much does your dog weigh? Because right now, Dak weighs about 40 pounds, and he's only 15 weeks.
He's about 30.
Oh, so you got a puppy, too?
Yes, he's about going on 4 months.
Wow, this is like, you've heard of single white female.
I know.
And it's like, whatever the version of that would be, with Gabriel to Gabriel.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I follow Gabe on Instagram.
So. Oh, this is great. Are you broke?
Am I broke?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, see, we're not the same. I'm broke.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
We're talking about releasing the turtles. But Nina and I are not members of the WWF, the World Wildlife Federation.
Okay, I was like, what is that anyway?
We are obviously doing TMI Tuesdays, mm-hmm. So we have to kind of mask what it is that we're talking about.
Right, so when you release the turtles...
Release the turtles.
Free the turtles.
Free the turtles.
Essentially, what we're talking about is, you know, when you are in the early stages of a relationship and you just Gotta go.
Release the turtles in the bathroom.
Release the turtles in the bathroom. How do you do it? Like, in a sneaky way, because nobody's trying to blow the bathroom up, like, on a date. So, what do you do? 877-591-9696. How do you do it? Now, this is really funny because my friend actually just came back from a trip for New Year's. Yeah. She was in Nashville with her man. And so every time he would take a shower, she would run down to the lobby.
Smart.
And then she
I'll be back.
And then she could come right back, and then nothing ever happened.
How long had they been dating at that point?
2 months.
Because see, that's what I think is the juice of the story is like, at what point do you feel like that's okay?
Okay.
Because I know one of our coworkers said that they've been together with their partner for like over 10 years or about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And they've never released the turtles in, like, they don't even talk about releasing the turtles in front of each other.
In 10 years?
10 years. And they try to just keep it separate. And the reasoning was that it helps with their intimacy.
I mean, I get that. But then how do you not, though? Like, how do you not even have the conversation?
Listen, I'm telling you something right now. There's no, like, uncomfortable feeling than walking into the bathroom and being like, oh, this isn't my smell. These aren't my turtles. These aren't my turtles. This is somebody else's. And then you're like, feel bad because you want to save face and not, like, embarrass the person.
Sure.
So, okay. So we want to ask you those questions. Like, how long before you're able to release the turtles? How long are you dating someone before you're able to release the turtles around them?
Uh-huh.
And then if you avoided releasing the turtles while dating someone, we want to know what it is that you did specifically.
What is the sink one called?
The what?
The sink one.
Oh, the sink silencer.
The sink silencer.
Where you put the sink on my sister somehow. All right, 877-591-9696. When we come back, Nina's going to tell you what she did during a vacation with her friends. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
Okay.
And then we want to hear from you. All right. How long before you can release the turtles in front of somebody? And then how did you do it while you were dating? We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina,
B96. Hi. Good morning.
I love this.
So are you going to be telling me about how long you have to date somebody or like what your secret tricks were?
No. So I actually been with my husband for almost 9 years, and he still won't do it in front of, like, he just won't use the washroom in front of me.
No,
like,
we're calling it,
be around him.
We're calling it release the turtles.
Uh-huh.
Right. So he won't release the turtles in front of me. He won't even, like, let me be in the washroom at the same time. I can't even brush my teeth until he's doing that.
So what do you guys do, like, when you guys go on vacation?
Nope, not even on vacation.
Oh, my gosh. But do you release your turtles?
He'll kick me out. He'll say, like, can you give me my space?
Aw. I mean, I get that. But what about you, Jess? Are you releasing your turtles and he doesn't care?
Me? I don't care.
Turtles anywhere. Like, free the turtles.
Yeah.
His turtles, you know what it is? His turtles probably smell.
His turtles are shy.
Like, yeah, and he's like, you can't meet these turtles. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
So, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, how long did it take you before you released the turtles?
I'm going to say years. We're married now, but while we were dating, I would just blame it on several different things. We had a cat at the time. It would be like certain things we blamed on him, his brother. And then it took until I was in labor with our child.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Yeah. You know what? It's so funny you say that. That makes a huge difference because Nicole actually told me that she wanted, I'm just remembering this. Like, she wanted me to be as embarrassed as she was.
Okay.
When she gave birth to the baby. Because you see all that. Sometimes you poop.
Yeah, I know. I've heard.
So, yeah, I get that. Well, it's good that you guys are able to release you guys have never released the turtles at the same time, have you?
No, we're not lucky enough to have that many bathrooms.
Thanks for the call.
Wait, but you started that. So she wanted you to be as embarrassed as she was. So then did you have to do it in front of her?
No, she was just like if I'd be like, yo, get away, you know, get out of here. Or go, you know, don't go. Yeah. And she'd be like, what? I want to see. I want to do or whatever. Like, she want to be around it, just so that way I could be embarrassed.
Okay.
So that way we both can.
It's an even playing field. Yeah.
Bryce in Indiana.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to release the turtles around your girl?
It took a couple months, but our second date, at the end of our second date, we went back to her apartment, and me and my buddies have been talking about lighting a fart, and I felt the fart coming on, so I ran, pulled my pants down, jumped on the couch, and lit a fart on fire. And she was like, what the hell? Did you just light a fart? And I said, yeah. And she was like, oh, my God.
How long you guys been married, Bryce?
4 years this January.
Oh, my God. You found the one, Bryce.
commercial-free Tuesday on B96. So glad you guys are here. Don't forget, listen, we do things like this all the time. Like right now, we're about to do Nina at 9:30. We just finished the baby daddy check-in, but you can actually catch all of that on our podcast. I know we don't talk about it enough, but what we do is we take the whole show, Telephone Tone, shout out to you. He edits it up, makes it into a nice palatable form, puts it on radio.com. Mm-hmm. They have an app right there. If you go there, you can just search Gabe and Nina. And if you miss any show, any update, you can actually listen to each episode right there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, just search Gabe and Nina. But now it's time for Nina at 9:30. Weekdays, it's a gem for your journey. Because we're out here doing life together. And if being a better friend is on your 2021 New Year's resolution list,
it should be high on your list if you want to be somebody's a good friend.
Yeah, of course, and a better one.
Right.
So here's something that I think can help. And take notes. Are you the type of friend that when your friend tells you, nah, I don't feel like going out tonight, you come up with some, but it would mean so much to me. Now, listen, if you are not dying and it's not an emergency.
But it's my birthday, Nina.
Stop.
But it's my birthday.
I just think that if
that fall under the same category as what
I'm trying
to say.
Yeah, so if you're dying or if it's your birthday.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Or it's your wedding.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's the list. Then you can press. But if somebody tells you no, I don't feel like going to your house and drinking wine and staring at each other. I don't feel like going out. Whatever it is, you need to accept that no.
Oh, no. I was saying that even the people that say, but it's my birthday. You like that should fall under the category of don't press people even if it's your birthday, because maybe that person's going through something.
Which is true, but I think a birthday you can press a little bit, but maybe you get two presses.
You celebrate a birthday month. Me, I celebrate a birthday. So for me, it's like, I'll just be like, oh, you don't come? I'll see you next week or something like that.
So just keep it in mind, though. Like, if you feel like it's at the same level, if this birthday of yours is the same as if you were dying and you need your friends here.
You know what's funny right now? Nina in her head is saying, well, if it's my birthday, you're going to show up to my party.
It's like, what is our relationship?
But I know my Nina 930s don't press people, but if it's my birthday.
My point is to create healthy boundaries in your friendships and accept the no's, because people are going through things and people don't want to have to feel guilty and show up and then they're not happy and then it makes things worse. So all I'm saying is to be a better friend this year, accept the no and it's okay. It's not personal. Let people live.
That's a gem.
I think so.
That is a gem, because I think people are just more often than not a little self-centered and get salty. They're like, oh, this person didn't want to come out. What are they doing at the house?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, hey, you don't know what they're going through, really.
Totally.
And they could just be having a bad day. So exactly. I love that one, Nina. That's great.
So pay attention to those boundaries. Let's all be better friends this year. And make sure you're here weekdays, Nina at 9:30, to get those gems with us, Gabe and Nina, on a commercial-free Tuesday here on B96. How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? Well, either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them, because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.